This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's Rich here. I'm on my own after Bush's marathon yesterday. His indie disco, 10 hours of it, is all day. So he's got a rest today. He's back on Thursday. Could do with him here, to be quite frank. There's a certain irony in it after the bank holiday weekend that it's me trying to work out what day of the week it is, because that's kind of his trick normally, not knowing what day of the week it is. But what with Good Friday, Easter Sunday, bank holiday Monday, and then being back at work today, there's no schools, obviously. All my normal reference points have gone. There's football tonight. What is going on? I'm increasingly bewildered these days anyway, but I could do without all these different days. I'm trying to work out what day of the week it is. So I'm after your help. If you have conclusive proof that you know what day of the week it is and you've got a reason, tell me now. Text here says, new episode of Below Deck comes out on Tuesdays. It wasn't out yesterday, but it's there today. Ergo, it must be Tuesday. Nice of our boss to message the show. Simon says, yes, sorry, Richie, no idea. I went to football Friday afternoon, spent the rest of the day thinking it was Saturday. Then there was also football yesterday afternoon. It's way too confusing. I agree. Got to do something about this. Elliot, day of the week, is it?
It's Tuesday.
Proof being
it's Ruby Tuesday, curry night.
Ah, Elliot, do you know what? I've messed up on this, because not 5 minutes ago, I was actually in text negotiation with my wife as to where I've had dinner tonight, and I've gone with omelette. And it was all there, ready for me. It should have been a curry.
Fair enough.
What are you choosing yourself, Elliot?
Oh, I'd have quite a hot one. Maybe Madras, probably, something like that.
You see, I can't join in this conversation because a butter chicken is my tickle. But you got me jealous, Elliot. Thanks for the help.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Today is Easter Tuesday. Anyone who doesn't know this obviously doesn't like cheap Easter eggs, says Luke in Montrose. I've never heard it referred to as that, but that is something that I will be all over. If you've spotted a good reduction of eggs that need shifting, do let us know. Sam in Devon says, Tuesday because it's my birthday. I'm not falling for that cheap text, Sam. That is blatantly just a birthday dedication through the back door. Rob says the bins were collected this morning, so it must be Tuesday. Did I realise? Of course not. I'd like Rob. Another fortnight, they'll be ready to come and get them. Jean, you've got proof? What day of the week is it?
Tuesday. It's definitely Tuesday.
Right, and what is your proof? What's your workings on this?
We're off. Me and my husband are off this week, so we know.
What have you done with your first day off, Jean?
Shopping.
Poor bloke. Who? Name your husband, please. I need to
Andrew,
send him some sympathy.
We haven't done not like food shopping there. We've gone like BQ DIY.
Right. And what DIY have you been buying then?
We bought a big plank of wood to make a shelf. It's a start. You know what I mean.
How engaged and on board with this project is Andrew?
Oh, he's been fantastic. He's a multi-skill fitter. So he's well able. I just watch.
And has Andrew got some days this week where he can do some bits and bobs?
Oh, yeah, well, we're both off for the week.
Yeah, no, I got that bit. But are there any days where Andrew's not putting up shelves?
Oh, yeah, we are going to go out as well. We're going to, like, different places.
I'm glad to hear.
Things.
Well, Jean, look, if you can check in and let me know what day of the week it is every day, that'd be great.
Yeah.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
If you are travelling home today, congratulations for being one of the people back at work after the long weekend. It's a struggle for me today. Sometimes you can really get someone's age from the activities that they have been doing today. At the age of 46, I have just had to pick up my first pair of varifocals. Wow. Man, this is a struggle. Feel like really woozy, feel really dizzy. I'm stood up talking to you right now with my hands just like clinging to the desk as my eyes like zoom in and out of focus. And people keep saying, oh yeah, it's different, but you'll get used to it. Persevere, don't worry. taking the lessons, or like the instructions from the optometrist earlier on today as I picked them up, and they say, yeah, and when you're reading something in front of you, like your phone or a tablet, all you need to do is just raise your chin up and then look down out of the bottom of your glasses. And I'm just picturing my dad with that look of suspicion that our parents have as they look at a mobile or tablet because they're looking down their nose at it. Oh, it's so depressing. Tell me how old you are by what you've had to do today. 46, first pair of Very Focals. There we go. It's a moment in time. You'll get used to it, they say. Tell me what you've done today and I will aid you, because that's exactly how this is feeling. Steve says, drank coffee in a pub today. Steve, you could be the same age as me. Don't feel the shame. I've done that. Matt says, had lunch at a garden centre. Do you know what? Don't feel the shame of that. I bet it was a really good lunch. They have some really nice little farm shops. Julie, you've done something that's making you feel the horror of age, yes?
Yeah, I'm horrified. I actually bought some practical garden shoes so that my feet don't get wet when I put the washing out or go to my greenhouse.
Describe those garden shoes for us, Julie. Let's feel the pain.
Okay, they're like Crocs.
Yep.
But they don't have holes in, and they're green and they're lined with cork. They're very comfortable.
And despite the fact that there's a part of you that hates the fact you bought them, you actually love them, don't you?
Oh, they've got so many practical uses. I can't wait. Instead of going out and getting wet feet with my sliders on, like I currently do, I can go out and be dry.
Julie, my mother taught me to never ask a woman's age, so I'm not going to even speculate. But be proud of your garden shoes.
I'm proud. 54 today. They were my birthday gift to me.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
Take care, Julie. John says, contacted the council for a new wheelie bin lid. John, that's given me the inspiration to do the same. One of mine is broken. It keeps filling up with water. I don't like it. Anita says, I walked downstairs this morning and my knees crunched. I've been there, Anita. It's a horrible sound. Sound like a pestle and mortar. Leo, you are also feeling it, yes?
I'm decorating the hallway, and you know you can't see... Which bits you paint with, which bits you can't. Same problem as you, yeah.
You're decorating the hallway, you say, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's your eyesight, Leo. I wouldn't feel too bad about that. I think what they need to do is invent a paint that when you do paint it, it's a little bit like that kind of mouthwash that you can have that you swill around in your teeth and it tells you whether you've brushed them properly. They need to do that, and then the paint kind of like settles after a couple of hours rather than us working out what we have and haven't painted.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I'm definitely struggling.
Failing that, get yourself some Very Focals, Leo.
I will do. All right. Cheers for that, Richie.
Take it easy, fella. Bye.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Richie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute Radio 90s.
Now, Bush is off for the next couple of days, back on Thursday, and I've knocked him previously for the Sound of the Decades going when I've been off and he's been looking after things on his own. Now, this 90s one's been going for a little while now. If this goes while he's away, not going to hear the end of it. So I'm hoping this sound is still going to prove tough for you. If you know what that sound of the decades is from the 90s, it's a sound very much of the 90s, then you can win yourself a signed Home Time digital radio. Yes, you know you want one. It's not the beginning of Champagne Supernova or a jet washer or a coffee bean grinder or a dustbuster or the sound of the Elefun board game. But what is that sound? First up, post-Easter, is Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
Hi, Richie. Good, mate. Thank you.
Excellent. Have you had enough of eggs to see you sorted for another year?
Definitely. We've done really well this year. We didn't have too many, but my wife has been into making cheesecakes, so we've had two massive cheesecakes in two weekends, which is...
Oh, Kevin.
Feel the pain now. So.
Look, we're here to talk about sounds from the 90s, but I could chat cheesecake with you for ages. What types?
It was a... What was it called, darling? Oh, a Biscoff.
Oh! You had me a Biscoff.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Right. Let's move on, Kevin, because otherwise I'll lose it. I'll lose focus.
Yeah.
let's talk about the sound of the decades. This is the one that's been foxing people from the 90s, Kevin. Which of all our stations do you listen to Home Time with?
I'm a classic rock kind of guy.
He's a classic rock kind of guy, and he loves his Biscoff cheesecake. But Kevin reckons he knows what this sound is. What's your guess, Kevin?
I think it's a paper shredder. Came out then.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess. Is a paper shredder, and I love a bit of shredding myself, very therapeutic, but is it a sound from the 90s? We'll find out.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
No shame in that as a guess, Kevin. It's a decent guess, but it's not a correct one, I'm afraid, my friend.
Never mind.
Hey, you're one of life's winners. You've got Biscoff cheesecake at home, so don't complain.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Bush will be back on Thursday. He's taking a couple of days off this week, resting after his long bank holiday weekend. Thursday, when he's back and we are together, it's going to be a big day for us because it's going to be our last day doing Home Time in this studio ahead of Absolute Radio moving to brand new premises next week. And we're very excited about that. And as you may remember, Bush and I wanted to commemorate our time here in our studios at Golden Square by putting up a blue plaque as we depart, so generations to come can revel in some of the glorious things that we've done here on this Home Time show. Now, that plaque that you helped us write with the message of Absolute Radio, where real music mattered, and of course it still does, and it will still do in our new premises, that plaque should arrive tomorrow, ahead of Bush being back on Thursday and us being able to unveil it together. So it's up to me to get everything in place for the majestic ceremony. I think I've got the No More Nails sorted and the stepladder and all this kind of thing. There is one thing that I've realised only a couple of days out that I haven't got, and that is those kind of drawstring curtains that you have. You know, when they name a ship, I know we're not naming a ship, but I'm guessing when you unveil a blue plaque, you should have, like, curtains that pull to one side, or at least a piece of velvet. So where do you go for that? I don't think you buy drawstring curtains from a certain shop. So if you've got any hints, or you've been involved in the opening or commemoration of something before, you know where we are. Email hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.